listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 57 degrees. KSL's top story. The Alpine School District might soon get a lot smaller. The school board is moving forward with a closer look at how to break into pieces. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with the story.
Alpine is a massive district with over 80,000 students, so a district split has been considered for years. The district hired a consulting firm earlier this year to study the issue and got six possible options for a split. And today, the board voted to study and consider two of those. The first would be a two-district split with Lehigh and every city east of Utah Lake in one district, and Saratoga Springs and every city west of the lake in another. The second option the board approved would create three separate districts, about 30 schools per district. Alpine's Director of Communications, Rick Stowell, tells Utah's New News that keeping the district together is also not off the table.
That is the option that our staff actually recommends.
The board will hear public comments on June 25th. If they move forward with any of these options, the split would have to be approved by voters in the Alpine District in November. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah is explaining why pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested on campus last night. Chief Communications Officer with the U of U, Chris Nelson, says when it comes to protesting, there are clear rules at the university.
We have 4 hours of conversations with these groups to say, you are welcome to do this, you cannot do this. And again, looking at other universities, the university is not open for camping. We are not open to set up what has happened at Columbia University.
Nelson says there's nothing wrong with a peaceful demonstration, but the quick crackdown on the encampment last night was both a solidification of the rules and a way to make sure this week's graduation is not impacted. The governor of New York is calling for safety to be restored at Columbia. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Governor Kathy Hochul wants normalcy returned to colleges and universities to allow for in-person commencement ceremonies.
They've worked hard, and they should not be denied this opportunity because of the actions of others.
At Columbia, protesters say the university is threatening to police action against students who occupied a building overnight.
Please do not incite another Kent or Jackson State by bringing soldiers and police officers with weapons onto our campus. If you do so, students' blood will be on your hands.
The school has already threatened to expel the students. Former President Trump has been fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and others connected to his New York hush money case.
This gag order is not only unique, it's totally unconstitutional.
The judge warned Mr. Trump he could be jailed if he violates the order again. The Drug Enforcement Agency is planning to recommend reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. President Biden asked the Justice Department to review the classification in 2022.
Federal government currently classifies marijuana as a Schedule I substance, the same as heroin and LSD, and more serious than fentanyl. It makes no sense.
Even if the proposal is approved by the White House Office of Planning and Budget, it would not legalize marijuana. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A judge has sentenced a former Salt Lake City police officer to 60 days in jail for pinning a man with his vehicle. Thomas Cagle was found guilty of driving into a man and trapping him between two cars. He was off duty at the time. Cagle was fired from the police force after his arrest. KSL News Time 3:34. For the first time ever, the number one issue for Utah voters is housing affordability. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
In the Utah Foundation's new Utah Priorities Project Report, which has been running since 2004, surveyed voters said they're most concerned with the cost of housing, with the cost of other non-housing needs just two spots down at number three. The rest of the top five issues are people feeling like politicians don't listen to them, government overreach, and partisan politics. And for the very first time, most voters said they actually felt their quality of life is now worse than it was just 5 years ago.
More than 60% of Utah voters surveyed believe the state is on the wrong track. Provo Airport is adding yet another commercial airline to its schedule. Director Brian Torgerson tells David Dejanovic, American Airlines will begin three flights a day starting this fall.
Daily flights, two to Dallas, one to Phoenix, beginning October 7th.
Torgerson says the airlines were waiting for the airport to expand, And it's done.
$65 million project later, yeah. We have a brand new terminal facility.
Allegiant and Breeze Airlines are already flying out of Provo. American makes three. Well, we all love newborn babies, unless they're baby mosquitoes. We have a lot of them right about now.
Melting snow and our on and off rain are providing puddles perfect for mosquito breeding. The Salt Lake City Mosquito Abatement District says they are still getting an idea of just how busy they will be this summer.
We're out there already, as I mentioned, doing adult mosquito trapping for surveillance so we can monitor what kinds of species are there, you know, how many are in these different areas.
The district's education specialist, Michelle Rabine, says they've seen some early spring mosquitoes in wetlands and residential areas, but nothing out of the ordinary. The mosquitoes that are more likely to carry diseases dangerous to humans, like West Nile virus, don't appear until mid-summer. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Can't wait. KSL News Time, 3:36. Our first look traffic now. Here's Ricky Mies.
Well, crews are clearing up this accident westbound I-80 at the I-15 junction. They're getting ready to open up the left lanes of travel. We still have delays, plus an accident downtown State Street at 4th South. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay here.